The city of Philadelphia has one of the larger archives of historic documents going back more than 300 years, and it all just moved across town. The Department of Records' new state-of-the-art storage facility at 5th Street and Girard Avenue also features a mural that traces the history of racial redlining, a practice that denied mortgages in black neighborhoods. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more on a dark period of Philadelphia history.
When the Philadelphia Department of Records took over a building that used to be the headquarters of a company that sold maternity clothes, it had to do some heavy renovating. That triggered the city's 1% for art program, which mandates any public construction project spend 1% on public art. To satisfy the requirement, it chose artist Talia Green, who wanted to document Philadelphia's history of redlining. That's where bankers and lenders would draw maps of the city showing where they would and would not write mortgages. It made it virtually impossible to get a loan to buy a home in black neighborhoods. Green created a mural out of maps and documents that are animated through virtual reality. They come to life when viewed through a cell phone app.
I mean, all of the documents on the surface are pretty dry, you know, if you don't know what they're about. But to be able to sort of expand on what they're about, to tell the stories behind them, and also even through the app to connect to documents that are in other city archives, like the Temple University Archive, the Historical Society, that was really incredible as well.
The city of Philadelphia did not officially engage in redlining practices itself, but there is a large atlas in the city archive called the Racial Map of Philadelphia. It's from the 1930s. It's one of the very few redlining maps in the country that still exist. It's not clear how it came to join the archive. It's been there since 1944. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.